I have a few minutes, so I was just like, after I mop the floor and I'm waiting for Ari's bus, I'll do this episode. Welcome to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the creator and host. You can find me on shanbpotten.com. You can find me on the CZYWMB podcast on IG and TikTok. Or you can just hashtag Cozy Womb, WOMB. Okay? This is going to be episode 27. Kids with learning disabilities need more support. 1 in 5 kids have a learning disability. There's been a lot of talk about kids with an IEP, which is an individualized education program. The education is set up to focus on how your child learns and processes information. It doesn't make them less able. It doesn't make them bad. It doesn't make them lesser than. They just learn in a different way from most students. And there's a way to teach them. A lot of structure has to be done when you're teaching someone with an IEP. There needs to be a routine, a familiar setup. Emotionally, you need to understand how they think and how they feel and how they might react. Socially, set up areas that might soothe whatever their IEP is. Positively motivate them. Have grace, have patience. Understand the goal of what they need to learn. Supportive resources to help you be able to help them. Constant communication with their parents or their person that's looking after them legally. Read to them. Have them read to you. Make sure you're helping them with their life skills. Do basic math with them. Do a lot of sensory practice with them. And just be consistent. And I promise you, there's a way to for them to learn what they need to know. You just have to have the patience and the resources to assist them while they do so. Now, there are a top 5 groupings of an IEP that are most popular. And one would be autism. There's a lot of kids and adults with autism. Number 2 would be dyslexia, where they have problems reading, like other children. Number 3 would be dyscalculia, which is like dyslexia issues with how they do math, how they process numbers, how they might be able to remember numbers and formats and processes in numbers. Numbers, concepts, and calculations. There is also dysgraphia, which is not talked about enough, with writing. Have you seen the writing of most doctors? Can they read it? Where handwriting and smaller motor skills are hard for them to do. So it might be a child where they really have to practice holding a pencil longer than other children. And then you have ADHD, which I feel like out of 5 people, at least 3 to 4 people have it. I think I have it, not based on not being able to focus, but getting a lot done while already doing a lot, processing multiple things at the same time. Yes, I'm watching this TV, but I'm also writing and I'm also editing and I'm also paying bills. Yes, I'm going to the store, but I'm also posting things while I'm going to the store. Yes, I'm driving the car, but my mind is not physically here. Driving the car, my mind is elsewhere on other things, wondering what do I need to do? What didn't I do? Where am I going? Did I forget something? All at the same time. Even how I clean. If you put a camera in my house and you watch me clean the house, I don't go room to room. I just pick, maybe I pick the kitchen. And if there's anything in the kitchen that needs to go in other rooms, I'm going and I'm taking the thing to the other room. If I'm sweeping, I might end up sweeping the kitchen thinking I'm just going to sweep the kitchen. I end up sweeping the whole house. If I start cleaning the baseboards in the hallway, I have to clean the baseboards of the whole house. I probably stop reading to do that. Or I'm probably in the middle of editing and I'm just like, I want to make a sweatshirt. You know what I'm saying? I've learned how to use my hyperactivity and hyperthinking to help me get things done throughout the day. Now, is it healthy to do all the time? No, because when I do sit down, I'm extra tired. When I do want to sleep, it takes me a long time to wind down because my brain has to tell itself, no more, no more. So there's many people who deal with these things. It's not rare. Your kid is not super special because they have this IEP. You know, there is also kids who deal with nonverbal IEPs. NVLD is how it's abbreviated, where they just don't talk. They can have regular functions. They can walk. They can run. They can play, but they just don't talk. They hear you. They can see you, but they just don't talk. Processing speed disorder, how fast kids or people may be able to process information. Language processing disorder, which is an APD, auditory processing of what's heard. So if you play a song, it might be difficult for them to tell you what that song was about or what they heard, or to pinpoint sounds. You know, people deal with this on a daily basis. It's not rare, but it is up to us, up to adults, to figure out how can we also make sure these children get a good education. Sorry, that's my washing machine. It's very loud. Executive functioning disorder, which is basically issues with organizing, planning, and time management. I would say a lot of people suffer with that, but I probably manage time and organizing things a little bit too well. I'm a very organized person, so when I do forget something, it's a big deal to me, but it's not a big deal to anybody because I have so many calendars, I have so many alarms. How did I miss that thing? You know what I'm saying? No matter what, all these kids need support in order to be successful. Physical, sensory, intellectual development, and behavior-wise, they need people who understand how to help them be successful. Having people around kids with an IEP who are knowledgeable, educated is step one. Do they have the patience, kindness, and empathy to teach them so they can learn and feel safe and feel protected? That's step two. Breaking down tasks, plans, knowing the goals for each kid and providing them with structure, that's step three. Creating a space and time for practice at home, while traveling, or at school, or even while playing, that's step four. And step five is visually appealing to them, making the book appealing to them, what's on the computer appealing to them, is your classroom full of colors and activities? Do they want to come into the classroom, or are there no windows? The walls are bare and it's just a desk and they feel like they're in here on punishment. That says a lot. Check in on these children often. Give feedback to their parents, to their teachers. Have meetings consistently with who is in their home. Get updates on them and make sure parents understand learning wise what's expected of them as the parents, what you've worked on with them throughout the week. Make sure parents know what you've worked on with their child and what they need to work on and what changes you're finding in their behavior since you brought up a word, since you brought up a situation. Are they being more open? Are they shying away more? And a lot of times, be aware of what's going on change-wise in the home. Is a grandparent that has always been there leaving? Has a grandparent died? Was it a two-parent home and now it's becoming one because of separation or divorce? Or do they have a new sibling? Is there a new dog? Like, those things are important to figure out what mood the child is going to be in when they come in the classroom with that teacher. Okay. 1 in 5 kids have a learning disability. So please don't be worried about the fact of what they have and how you have to teach them. be more focused on how they can be taught, okay? A child with an IEP is not the end of the world. Most kids have an IEP, and most IEPs are not known, and parents and teachers just think that they don't care about their work, or they're bad test takers, or they just hate reading just to be hating reading, or they hate math just to be hating math. And when in reality, compared to the other kids that get it, it's very defeating to be the one who always has a question, to be the one who's always getting it wrong, to be the one who has a tutor but still doesn't get it. So just be a resource, support them, and big shouts out to all the parents with children with IEPs, all the teachers who have. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shambi Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shambipodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shambi Podden Spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. I've been showing up for those kids. And if your child is special needs and needs to be taught a certain way also and is being pushed out of a school, I think a lot of parents and teachers who are skilled to teach students like that, if a teacher is out of a job, that's their specialty, and you have a child with special needs, figure out a plan on maybe how that teacher can be paid by you in order to come teach that child. Like, we have to do what we can, and we have to work together a lot better with this administration pushing kids out of school. But I appreciate you. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. And we're parenting out here. We're doing our best. And that's what matters the most. Peace. I love you.